And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal like, you know, way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're moving to number two of the Triple Dipper here in one moment, but I'm going to check in first with some text messages because they are slamming right now. Let's see what we got here. John from Brownsboro. Encyclopedia Brown. Did you ever read those? Did you ever read Encyclopedia Brown books, Boomer? Did you ever see those? It was like a book of short stories that had a mystery. And if you read the story, you might see the clues in the story. Each one's about like 6-7 pages long. And then in the back of the book, it told you what the answer to the mystery was.
Oh, and I never saw those.
I love those things. Says, the one Encyclopedia Brown book that I remember most is quite relevant today. A kid in his neighborhood sells pills to put on the ground and water to get the worms to the surface to go fishing with. Turns out they were sugar pills, and merely watering the soil would draw the worms. That's how Democrats operate, selling you a bill of goods. That you just I see the analogy. Good stuff. John, appreciate you. Anita from South Huntsville says, the future is bright for young men and women who are resourceful, can think independently, or not afraid of work, because there's a shortage of them that will only get worse. And basic economics teaches that when supplies go lower, values only rise. That's like worth writing that whole text down. Thank you very much. What else we got here? John from Huntsville says, books you will only find at a woke world library. Drew Nancy and the Hardy Girls. I see what you did there. Frank from Madison says, when Hardy Boys became a TV series, where could you find it? Mickey Mouse and Disney. Okay. Cameron from Decatur. Now I read everything from the recently departed Clive Cussler. Oh, yeah. Clive Cussler. I read almost all of his books. He says, some of the best books I read growing up were Edgar Rice Burroughs' John Carter of Mars series. Yes. Yes. I love the John Carter series, and I was fascinated by it. And then, Clive Cussler. The first time I read Raise the Titanic, I was hooked. So, all kinds of great books out there. Lee from Huntsville says, read all the Nancy Drew books, still have many. Good. Good deal. All right. Let me jump over here. Don't forget, by the way, top of the hour, we go to the Grand Council. Today we have a substitute. Dale Jackson had to call in. Life got a hold of him, I guess, but he had to call in. And so Sean Sullivan, who is a radio show guy down in the Mobile area, he'll be on with Jeff Poore and myself for the Grand Council, top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Here's number two of the Triple Dipper. Election interference. All right, this is different than election integrity. Election integrity is when you question the systems. Election integrity is when you question the validity of the vote count. Election integrity is when you feel like something in there got corrupted or abused in the processes of the election. Then there's election interference, and that's where you believe that someone was truly trying to obstruct or diminish the capability to vote or for a politician to run for office. That's where we are today. Election interference is what I'm talking about. I said earlier in the show, if you didn't hear it, I'll say it again. I really believe that 2020 was an election integrity question mark. Big time. Election integrity question mark. I think 2024 is shaping up to be the election interference asterisk. And that's where we are. We got the huge question marks from 2020 that I think have never been fully answered. And now I think we're going to have an asterisk by everything that happens in 2024 unless we can straighten some things out. Here's a classic example. Story from The Federalist, dated yesterday. The Biden administration's voter drive for newly naturalized citizens is just another act of federal election interference, it says. That's the headline. So what they're saying here is the Biden administration announced this past Friday a new directive for U.S. and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That's USCIS. So they're the ones who actually, you know, within the Department of Homeland Security, they're the ones who handle citizenship issues. It says, in order to increase awareness and expand access to voter registration during naturalization ceremonies, that the USCIS is directed now to have people there who are local or state election officials to help get new citizens immediately enrolled in the voter rolls. Except it goes on to say, in the absence of said officials, the agency must coordinate with so-called nonpartisan, non-governmental organizations. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the majority of those out there that call themselves, you know, voter registration organizations are almost always partisan. They're almost always liberal. They're almost always not to be trusted. And so that's what we're seeing right now is here's a potential voter election integrity issue or election interference issue where they're actually setting it up in such a way that you have to question, did those people properly get to the polls? But then let's take a look at what they're doing to Trump. Because in my opinion, what is happening with President Trump is absolutely one of the greatest perpetrations of election interference that perhaps we've ever seen in the history of our country. There's going to be local things that have happened. And there were things that used to happen back in the day, like they called them poll taxes. What's a poll tax? Well, in order to prevent black people from voting back in the day, they would institute what's called a poll tax. If you wanted to go to the polls and vote, you had to pay a tax, knowing full well that at that time in history, the vast majority of blacks citizens were indigent and probably couldn't afford the poll tax. It was awful. That was election interference. The laws have been changed. But now look what's happening with President Trump. It's not the voters being prevented to go to the polls. Now it's the actual candidate. Well, Phil, he's still running. They haven't disqualified him. They're trying to. I guarantee you they're trying to. And a story here on the Daily Wire that came out day before yesterday. Trump's trial schedule lines up with the 2024 election calendar. Listen, having just run for a state Senate race a couple of times, I can tell you the day or two before a major primary is not when you want to be sitting in a courtroom. And yes, there's something to be done at all times. There's always that one more door to knock on. There's always that one more phone call. There's always that one more social media live stream or something. But no. On Monday, a federal judge set the start of former President Donald Trump's election interference trial. This is rich, by the way. They're interfering with his ability to participate in the elections by having a trial on his election interference indictment. Okay. Boomer just sits over there and laughs. What do you? I mean, it's all you can do is laugh. Yeah. It's just
there's nothing else.
It gets just to the point of being stupid.
Just stupid and comical. You're like, really? Okay.
Right. They're not even trying to pretend.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so they set the trial for March 4th. Oh, let's see. What is March 4th? That would be the day before Super Tuesday. The Super Tuesday primary date is when more than a dozen key states, California, Maine, Texas, North Carolina, Utah, Virginia, all hold their primaries on the 5th. And what did the judge do? Set the trial for the 4th. Like, you can't tell me for a second. Now, listen, I was in court this morning as an attorney. I can just tell you, I recognize that criminals should not be allowed, you know, moments of personal privilege and the opportunity. But life happens, and judges know it, and they respect that. And oh, by the way, this is white-collar crime. This is not like he's a murderer. This is white-collar crime. This is looking at things like whether or not he said the wrong thing at the wrong time. Is he a flight risk? Do you really think he could hide anywhere in the world? Is he avoiding jail time? Of course he is, because he's the former president of the United States, and he's running to be president again, and he's the top candidate. And they set the trial for the day before the Super Tuesday primary. Talk about election interference. So over the next year, it says Trump's campaign schedule is poised to become a balancing act while he contends with a bevy of trials, some of which, like with the federal case in D.C., line right up with key election dates. The situation has given cause to Trump supporters to claim there is massive election interference at play. Yeah, and that's exactly right. We got the case in District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case goes on trial March 25th, right in the middle of a slate of key election contests. We've got the Wisconsin, what do we got here? States poised to hold 19 March 19th primaries include Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Louisiana's on March 23rd. Wisconsin's on April 2nd. And yet they're going to start the New York trial on March 25th. Oh, by the way, don't you remember he has another trial on March 4th? And then look at this. The Smith, the document case against Trump and two of his aides starts on May 20th. May 20th. There's a few states, including Maryland and West Virginia, holding their primaries on May 14th, but a few more, Idaho, Kentucky, and Oregon, have their schedule for May 21st. Huh. Funny how this works out. Then you got the situation in Georgia. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has proposed starting her trial against Trump and 18 of his allies on March 4th, which is the same date now selected for the federal election contest. And, oh, by the way, Georgia's primary is March 12th. You can't tell me they don't know this. And then you look at the timing of it and you think, we reschedule things all the time in court. It is constant. You let the judge know you have a conflict of trial dates, or you let the judge know you have a conflict just with a personal vacation or a family matter. And 9 times out of 10, the judges recognize that because lawyers are just people and so are the clients, and you got to deal with life. And yet, what are they trying to do? Make sure he can't run his primaries. Well, we'll see. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and have a little bit more on this same topic. Number two of the Triple Dipper, election interference. And then top of the hour, the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and our stand-in for the day, Sean Sullivan. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, you guys hear ads playing during the break, right? And those ads play for a reason. Obviously, there's people who are advertising, but here's the deal. Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business. We are not owned by the radio stations that we're on. We literally run our business and send our show to those stations. And yet we have to support our operations like anybody else. And one of the ways we do that is by selling ads. So if you listen to the show and you're thinking, man, those guys got it going on. I mean, they talk like I talk, think like I think. And you want to align your business with what we do, we'd love to have you. And here's the deal. You don't call the radio station. You have to contact us directly. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And click on the place where it says advertising and send us a message. And we will get you onboarded as quickly as possible. Man, I'm just telling you, we'd love to have you on the team. Advertise at rightsideradio.org. Go to rightsideradio.org, and we'll square you away. I'm looking over here at the text messages real quick. Paul from Coleman says, one positive, referring to Trump and the election interference, is they won't be able to keep him off TV on the day before the primary. He says, if I were his campaign manager, I'd have a couple of large rallies within 100 miles the day before and one right after court. Not a bad plan, man. What else we got here? Tony from Tony says, if Trump never campaigned again, he still win a landslide. That may be really true. I tell you what, let me do this too. There's one other way that they're trying to interfere with his capability, and that's the use of the 14th Amendment. But I can see I've got a phone call. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm passing Buc-ee's. I hate to do that, but I did.
You need you some beaver nuggets.
Dang right. Three meat sandwiches would be better.
Oh, there you go. Nice. What's on your mind,
but,
buddy?
Hey, you know, as much stuff as they're trying to hang on Trump and everything for basically doing nothing, can you imagine what's going to happen to Biden whenever he gets out of office? If we truly go after all these things, you know, if he sold out the policy, American policy, for money, that's treasonous.
Oh yeah.
And you know he should be lined up and, you know, executed if he's convicted of treason after he's out of office. And you can't tell me that Obama didn't have any clues what's going on under his nose with Joe Biden, you know, with the Ukraine and everything, that nobody said, hey, you know, you can't tell me that the, you know, people in the know, the CIA, FBI and stuff, didn't know exactly what was going on there.
No, I completely agree. Somebody had to know. They had to recognize some things. And I think they know now.
And Obama. Well, Obama even knew about Hillary's secret server and everything. You know, that all came out. Never hear anything about that. He knew she was operating that way. And he even messaged her that way, you know. So
It's odd how quiet Obama's been. And there's not even really been any discussion about Obama. Because you're right. It was on his watch, his vice president. Now, some of the stuff we're talking about with the bribery and all that occurred after he left office. But the thing about Burisma and getting the prosecutor fired over there, that happened while he was acting as vice president. I mean, it's unreal.
Exactly. And how about the top secret documents he took while he was a senator? Didn't have any, you know, hey, I don't hear anybody saying anything about that. You know, how come we're not looking into that?
Now,
more
Jeff.
Than what we are because...
Are you asking for equal application of the law? Is that what you're asking for?
I'm asking for completely equal application of the law after the Republicans win. If they don't use the Justice Department the way the Democrats do, I know everybody thinks they shouldn't do that or hates to hear that, but if they don't use them to go after them just like they did us, it's going to happen to us again the next time.
Well, here's the deal. I don't mind the DOJ pursuing what's real. What's driving me crazy is the weaponization of the DOJ and the fabrication of indictments using novel theories of law. I would just as soon see some of that simmer down. I mean, I really don't want to see that continue. Now, if there's a real crime or something to investigate, absolutely. But I'm sick of them using the weight of office to terrorize an entire country, and that's got to stop.
What really grinds my gourd is that the governor and the AG in Georgia haven't been on this prosecutor out of Atlanta. I mean, it's if it's not prosecutorial malfeasance, I don't know what is. I'd like to know I need to see a explanation of what that exactly is, because I don't know what else you could be.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Hey, listen, I got about a minute and a half here. I got to go so I can finish up something for the top of the hour. Appreciate you, Jeff. Be safe on the road, brother.
Have a good one, Phil.
You too. Last piece I've got here in the election interference. You know, I talked about them doing things to try and prevent people getting to the polls or pushing people to the polls. And then we talked about them trying to keep Trump from being able to actively participate in the polls. Here's another one. Aside from the indictments, now you've got people that are also filing claims, asking the courts to rule that he should be disqualified from running for office because he allegedly participated in the January 6th insurrection. Red State has an article. It says, even with the myriad of politically motivated indictments being launched against President Donald Trump, Democrats are still desperate to ensure they won't have to contend with him in the 2024 election. In South Florida, one attorney's already taken legal action, citing the 14th Amendment, which, by the way, the 14th Amendment is, I don't think, directly applicable here. There have been people arguing otherwise. But what we're looking at is, under the 14th Amendment, he's saying that having denied people through the January 6th insurrection the opportunity to have their vote count, it makes him ineligible to ever serve in federal office again. And then on top of that, you've got the fact that the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment would bar the former president from holding office because they say he participated in the January. He was calling on people to be calm. It just chaps me. Another lawyer in New Hampshire, who Trump had actually endorsed in his own run for the Senate, now says as a veteran and a graduate of West Point, his civic duty compels him to try and keep Trump off the ballot, and he's looking at filing his own challenge. And the speculation is these are going to be popping up all over the nation, and there's going to be judges that are going to be saying, you know, hey, stop. Motion to dismiss, granted. But I hope that's the way it goes, because right now all we're seeing is election interference. Coming right back, Grand Counsel, Jeff Poore, Sean Sullivan, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.